Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to another episode of Moon Magic with Jeanette and David and the cats, which you may have heard in the background as the show just started. So tonight, here in Northern Virginia, we have had some storminess, and right before the rain started, I set out a bowl. It's a bowl made out of a stone that has the fossilized ammonites in it.
Oh.
There's a name for the stone. I don't remember what it is off of the top of my head. I bought it probably at one of the caverns in the mountains just west of where we live. It's about an hour away along the Shenandoah. There are several places that have caverns, and it is likely that's the place that I bought this bowl. I've had it forever. And it dawned on me as I was looking at it, wow, that would be really cool for collecting rainwater from this storm. And if you're a person that does it, the water collected, depending on the kind of precipitation that you get, can either be very energetic, and for storms that have a lot of lightning and thunder, it can be used in defensive magic and protection magic and home protection and a variety of other things. If it is a slow, steady rain, like the kinds you get maybe in early spring or late winter, then that can be good for healing magic or more peaceful endeavors. So we have a bowl sitting outside right now, and I'm sure it's collected quite a bit of rainwater. What I was also doing, because what we do is we will open up Blog Talk Radio on the internet side, and then we have that going for quite a few minutes before we actually start the show. And so I'll set up the altar. I move things around. I set out my larger elemental 7-day candles and whatever else I'm going to be using. And this time around, I have a number of spell candles in different colors. And I'll tell you what we're going to be using those for in just a few minutes. And I also set sprigs of dried rosemary, oregano, and mugwort around the large piece of cedar that I use as my central altar spot on our coffee table. So that is the basic setup, and I typically keep a large selenite sphere in the center. For me personally, it's a stone that's associated with water. It's kind of iridescent and kind of this milky whitish color, so I associate it with the moon. And goddesses and other related celestial deities. And so tonight, and I got this idea from somebody who's a friend of mine who's on Facebook. She's been doing the Gratitude Project. And you can start it at any time of the year. And she happened to start it here in the month of August. I don't know if she's been doing it for a full moon month, or maybe she started at the last lunar cycle. And so she's been stating on Facebook every day what she's grateful for. And I thought, this is a good idea to do that because of the time of year. We are approaching the second harvest. And for those who are not quite aware, even though this is the full moon associated, the full moon of September, technically speaking, because it is a full moon that occurs before the fall equinox, so before Mabon, it's technically not considered to be the harvest moon per se, but it is called the full corn moon. It's also called the barley moon and the grain moon, and this is approaching the time, and it's really a continuing time where we are harvesting different kinds of foods. We as a people are harvesting different kinds of foods. We are approaching the time of the year where the number of minutes of daylight and evening or dark will be equal. The sun is definitely, if you live in the northern hemisphere and you're not immediately close within a 10 or 15 degrees of the equator, then you can definitely start to feel the difference in the intensity of the sun. It's still bright, but it's not as strong as we felt it during those months around the summer solstice and in July. So what does harvest mean? Unless you harvest a lot of your own foods, and we've been doing a little bit of that this year in our garden, but unless you get the majority of your foods from your own yard, from your own property, we're disconnected from harvest in the literal sense. But with the turning of the wheel of the year, that means that we can still work on projects, work on ways to improve ourselves, our physical health, our spiritual health, our emotional health, that we can work on maintaining ties with other people, which is very difficult at this time of what's going on globally. And because of the pandemic, because there is so much loss, because many of us are disconnected and looking at things very pessimistically, I thought it would be a good idea to look at gratitude. And it can be hard to think about what to be grateful for with so much chaos and uncertainty going on right now. So as we think about gain, as we think about harvest, let's try to focus on finding things for which to be grateful. Am I wording that right? I think so. So let's start things off with the way I always like to start things off, with some grounding, some nice deep breaths. Plant your feet firmly on the floor of the room that you are in. And let's take in some nice deep cleansing breaths. I'm going to cast our circle of power to keep our spaces safe. To keep us protected from unwanted energies and influence. But to allow us to connect to each other in this time and space, and in the time and space beyond. So concentrate and visualize a bright protective light or energy, whatever color, that you associate that with. And feel that bubble encompassing yourself, and the space that you are in. And then the room that you are in. And in the place where you reside. And then connect and send out just a tendril of light, of energy, however you conceptualize or visualize that for yourself, to connect you to all of those listening in the here and now and in the time to come. The circle is cast, so mote it be.
So let it be.
And we start by turning our attention to the east. Now my little elemental candles are getting kind of low now.
Uh-huh.
And we welcome the elementals, spirits, and guardians to this space. Bless us, guide us, teach us, listen to our prayers, and help our messages to be heard by our ancestors and to the divine. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the East and air, we welcome you. So mote it be.
So mote it be. We turn our attention to the South, and we call to the guardians and the elementals and the spirits of the South and those who represent the sacred element of fire. And we envision the fires from the South as a warm, comforting fire. Let the fires from the South warm our hearts and our spirits. Let the fires bring joy into our lives. Let them kindle the flame of love for ourselves, for each other, for our community. Let these warm fires bring comfort to our lives. Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the South and of the sacred fires, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we now turn our attention to the west and the setting sun. And we welcome the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and the sacred waters of this planet to our circle. From the smallest streams to the mightiest rivers and the tiniest ponds to the deepest oceans, we welcome you, Spirit of Water, and we ask you to bless us with the powers of intuition, with compassion for our fellow humans and other living things, with the ability to have empathy, even through all of the negativity and darkness we have witnessed and experienced. We ask that you heal our battered souls. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and the sacred waters of this planet, we welcome you. So mote it be.
So mote it be. And we turn our attentions to the north, and we call to the elementals, the guardians, and the spirits of the north, and of the sacred element of earth. May the sacred earth ensure health and well-being to our bodies and those of our friends and our loved ones, our community, and strangers. In this time, when we have a great malady spreading our earth, let the power of the earth be there for us to connect to draw strength and vitality and health into our bodies, to resist illness, and to help us rest when we must rest, and be strong for those who we must be strong for, ourselves, our loved ones, our friends, our community, and the strangers we don't know. For upon this earth, we are one people. May the earth be there for us all to provide health and strength. Elementals, guardians, and spirits of the north, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And we welcome the spirit of the moon as celestial body that governs and controls the tides of our planet. We welcome the moon as divine being, as goddess that teaches and guides, that protects, that holds us in her loving embrace. So, goddess of the moon, you who are known by many names and from many different cultures, we ask that you protect us, that you continue to guide us and teach us, that you lend us your healing energies, So heal our hearts and bodies and minds. And that we heal the social illnesses plaguing the planet right now, and our country in particular. Goddesses of the moon, Luna, Selene, Caradwyn, Hecate, Grandmother Moon, and many, many names by many different cultures. We welcome you to our circle. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And so tonight, choose any candle of any color or a votive or a tea light, a pillar or a taper candle, whatever it is that you are drawn to or you have available. And we're going to spend a moment thinking about gratitude. So close your eyes. And as I call out these things, think about those aspects of your life that call to you that you can say that you have gratitude for. It may be some of these things. It may be most of these things. It may be only a few of these things. And those become a place for you to start if you wish to undertake the endeavor of a monthly gratitude reflection to change or realign or maybe just refocus and enlighten you to think about gratitude more in your daily life. And so as I call out these things, try and focus on what it is of that aspect that you have gratitude for in your life. Your physical body, can you walk? Can you speak? Can you type? Are there any aspects of your physical body that are in good working order? May not be every part of your body, but it might be some things. Think about the place where you live. Regardless of its size, do you have a roof over your head? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have enough food to eat. Do you have family in your life? Do you have biological family? Do you have a four-legged family? Do you have a family of tribe or coven or circle? Do you have a job of any type? Do you have sources of income that keep you fed and allow you a place to stay? Do you have a vehicle? Any kind of vehicle? Or do you have other forms of transportation available to you? Do you have people that you can rely on to tell your troubles to? Or when you have an emergency of any type, you just need someone to talk to? Do you have loved ones that are there for you in good times and bad? Do you have a lover or a partner or a spouse? Are your friends biological family, non-biological family, in good health? Do you have children, two-legged or four-legged, or winged? Are you living in the part of the country that makes you happy? Do you have reliable internet? Do you have doctors that will listen to your physical ailments? Do you have doctors that will listen to your emotional problems? So there are many, many things that maybe we hadn't thought about that maybe we should think about being grateful for and focusing on those things that we had not necessarily considered. So, as I light each of these candles in no particular order, my cohort in crime will I'm going to light them off of the main one.
Right.
You can do the rattle. Can
okay.
you can you do the
rattle?
Okay. Oh, here's another thing. I've got a yellow candle here. Are we thankful to have a sharp, clear memory, the ability to learn, other things to be grateful for? Do you have internet connection or the other abilities for your children to learn or for you to learn if you are still able to take college classes? We give thanks. Do we have a job of any particular type or shape, even if it's not perfect? We give thanks.
We give thanks.
Do we have a roof over our head of any particular size? We give thanks.
We give thanks.
Are we healthy in mind and or body and or spirit of any particular parts and combinations thereof? We give thanks. Do we have friends in our life that we can count on, that we talk to, that we share our thoughts and dreams, even if we do not physically see them, that are in our lives?
Yep.
We give thanks.
We give thanks.
Do we have people in our lives that we are romantically and emotionally attached to? Spouses, partners, lovers, family, etc., etc., etc. In no particular order.
We give thanks.
Have we been free of the COVID disease?
We give thanks.
Do you know someone who has been sick from COVID, but who got better?
Has recovered. Or is recovering.
We give thanks. whole lot of candles sitting here. Don't worry. They'll get moved soon.
Away from the cats.
Away from the cats. Do we have spirits, ancestors, divine ones, spirit guides, animal guides, ancestors that are in our lives that we continue to develop and strengthen our bonds to?
We
give
thanks.
And do we have land to walk on? Do we have air to breathe? Do we have water to drink that is clean? We
give
thanks. So as I sit here looking at all of these candles of different colors, they're in different holders of sizes and shapes. I think about these sparks. I think about these flames, the brightness, the intense glowing. And I focus on this as a tool to help me remember to have gratitude for those things, even if other things in my life are not perfect or not healthy or not as I want them to be. There are things, there are many things that I can be grateful for. And if you follow this from one lunar cycle to the next, it's basically a 30-day period. Focus on just one thing for that day to be grateful for. And no, you don't have to shout it out to the world and announce it on Facebook or whatever other
Twitter or
Tweety or whatever.
Yep.
This can be something that's just as simple as a journal, a piece of paper that you write things down on. To focus on for the next 30 days. And as you move through these next 30 days, it might just start to help to realign or reshape how you see the world. And this does not mean that we don't hold those who have done bad things accountable or that we ignore what's going on around us. It doesn't mean to put on a pair of rose-colored glasses. But it can be a way to realign our thinking in the way we view the world and ourselves and our lives.
To introduce some positive viewpoints.
Yes.
And how you see things.
Because as I've said, we all know what's going on in the world around us. Even if you don't watch the news, You certainly see it in news feeds. You hear about it on the radio. You see it in social media feeds. And it can become very easy to focus on the negativity.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully this will be an introduction to some different ways of looking at things.
Take a moment to step back every day and focus on something positive in your life, because overly dwelling or seeing or recognizing the negative in your life that's going on around you, with you, on you, at you, can really affect your overall health. Physically, mentally, spiritually. So we all need to take a moment once a day to think about what we're thankful for, to look for something positive that day, to try to keep ourselves balanced.
So I would like to thank the goddess in all of her many forms, moon goddesses by many names from many different cultures, for being here with us, for watching over us, protecting us, guiding us, giving us illumination, both literally and spiritually. Mm-hmm. Moon goddesses by many names from many different cultures, we thank you.
Yep.
Blessed be. And we thank our spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and the west and the south and the east for watching over us, for witnessing this ritual, for lending us your energies to this working, for protecting us, guiding us. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north, the west, the south, and the east, we thank you.
Blessed be.
And as we open our circle and release the power within, we keep that tendril, that light that's connected from our center to our tribe and our community in the here and now, and in the time to come. The spirit is open. The circle is open.
The circle is open.
Right. I guess your spirit can be open, too.
It can be open.
Open-minded.
Yeah.
Sure. The circle is open, but unbroken. Merry meet, and merry part, and merry meet again. And I'm not sure what I'm listening to. Are cats ringing around upstairs, or thunder?
Cats.
Is it cats?
Yeah.
I thought it was thunder outside.
It sounds similar.
It can sound similar, because our cats run heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to take all my little colored candles of the different colors. And I have some white ones, too.
Put them up above.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on our big, giant altar up on top here, and I let them burn down. And we've got a number of different things that are going on. We've got, well, number one, Circle has another virtual online, we use in the educational world, we use the word remote synchronous. So is it remote synchronous?
Well, it was because it was live at the time, but now it's recorded, so it's not, it's a recording of a remote synchronous, right? Ritual, full moon ritual that occurred this past Tuesday night.
Yes, this past Tuesday.
Two nights ago?
Yes,
it was Tuesday.
I guess it was. Wow. It all seems to blur together, doesn't it?
It was the night before last.
So it was the night before last.
Yep.
And there were some Zoomy and Facebooky issues. So what we ended up doing is we recorded it, but it can take quite a bit of time after the recording is stopped for it to be converted and downloaded, and there can be a thousand different little cubbies and spaces on.
You gotta tell it where to go.
You have to tell it where to go, and if you didn't tell it where to go, it goes wherever the heck it wants to go. And so I recently found it, and we're cleaning up the recording so it can be posted to Circle Sanctuary's main Facebook page. So we'll be doing that as soon as the show's over.
Yep.
So there's that, and you can watch it because we Zoomed it, and it's actually pretty cool to be able to watch it. And there were some readings and poems
music, and
some music and some herbal charm-making stuff, which was cool. And so
it was quite an active full moon.
Quite an active full moon. In later in September, Circle is going to be doing another virtual Sabbath seasonal celebration. Their welcome fall is going to be, because of course we still have to do our social distancing to stay healthy. So we've got that going on. In the third week of September will be a live podcast of Deborah Roses for Circle Talk. Selena, of course, does her stuff every Wednesday for the Nature Spirituality Show.
Which she also live streams on Facebook.
Yeah, she also live streams it, which is amazing given her highly questionable, less than stellar internet capabilities
Yeah. Rural, southwestern, south central Wisconsin.
Right. We've got Paganos del Mundo podcasts on Saturdays. We've also got Nature Mystic on Sundays, which are previous recordings of Selena's shows that she picks and chooses for a particular topic each month. And every Monday of the month, we've got Lunatic Mondays.
One is Spanish. The other is in English.
Correct. So you can podcast. You can watch on Facebook Live with live streaming. And you can watch recordings. So there'll be a wide variety of things to allow you to stay connected to the Circle Sanctuary community. And in 2 weeks, our show is going to continue talking about herbs, and this time around I'm talking about how to do oils, how to make tinctures, how to do oil blends using essential oils, and you can make oil blends with herbs.
Hydrosols.
Yeah, hydrosols and washes.
Yep.
And what you can use washes for. So stay tuned for that in 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
All righty. So what are you going to take us out with tonight?
I thought tonight we would do Celia, Me and the Moon tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. Stay safe. Hug your cats.
Hug your dogs. Hug your family.
Hug your family.
But don't hug the strangers, because we have this virus going around.
That would be...
that would be a bad idea.
Yeah. Hug yourself.
Yes. You deserve it.
You deserve it. That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
And many blessings.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be for me with a stiff whiskey crutch?
Oh.
Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much.
Oh.
And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car. just
me and the moon tonight. Me and the moon tonight. Me and the moon tonight.
Me and the moon tonight.
Just me and the moon tonight.
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 It's just me and the moon tonight.
Me and the moon tonight.
It ends up
me and the moon tonight.
Me and the
moon tonight.
It's just
me and the moon tonight.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.